So Accidental Anarchists is our story today from Belgium. And it's not really an event, it's more a kind of political story. Belgium, obviously, is a country made up of two other countries, the Flemish-speaking section and the Francophone section. And there's a lot of tension between them, and indeed there's a lot of opinion on both sides that Belgium should actually be two separate countries. But they've not managed to separate. One of the things it does promote, though, is political deadlock. So after the last general election in Belgium, neither of the main blocs could form a majority, and they didn't really want to cooperate. So Belgium has effectively been without a functioning government for, I think, almost 2 years now. The thing is, according to Belgian friends of mine, everything just rubs along fairly well. The rubbish still gets collected, the kids still get to go to school, the teachers still get paid, as do all the public servants. They can't do anything new. They can't pass any laws which change the state of things, because there isn't a functioning government to do it. But in the absence of a government, I suppose a state which is a kind of accidental anarchy, so far things seem to be going all right. So hopefully in the next few years we won't be reading about the Belgian Civil War. That will never happen.